What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday night means what the fuck. I am Josh Hadley, and with me is Jillian.
Hello.
Hello, Jillian, who's British, even though we're going to be talking...
No, it's not doing British. It's the little worm from Labyrinth. He goes, hello. Did you just say hello?
I haven't seen Labyrinth since I was a kid.
It's the little worm, and he teaches you a lesson because everybody loves that little worm, and it proves that you don't need to have a main part to be loved by someone.
Fair enough. Speaking about being loved by someone, though... Or someones, a lot of someones, I think. We're gonna make our entire first segment multiple dumbest things, because these are all things that are pretty dumb, so...
And they're current, and they've been building up, so I was just like, why don't we just do the whole first segment as dumbest things and knock these out, because for some reason, this past week, it was just, here's dumbest thing in our archives. It's like, wow, this is building up. Let's just have a funsy segment, and then we'll get to one specific story for our second segment.
So let's just get into...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We zip over to Poland for Ania Lewiska on her quest, and I don't know how the hell she came up with this idea, on her quest to become the world record holder by sleeping with 100,000 men.
Oh, my vag hurts just thinking about it.
I don't think she'll have a vag when she's done. My God.
Drag a hot dog through a tire hole. Apparently, she's not concerned with the fact that there is no current existing record. She kind of wants to set and confirm the record all in one with an insane amount of number. And she's probably going to get some weird contraction of sexual diseases they'll name after her.
They'll all coalesce into some new STD that'll
devastate the world. Zombie. This is going to be the start. This moment right here is going to be the start of some mutated zombie virus.
I have to ask, just how much sperm can be pumped into one person before they just mutate?
I don't know, but the article says she's 21, and she looks like she's in her mid to late 40s, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we're going to give you a little bit of behind the scenes here. Jillian told me not to read the story at first when she found this, and she said, just look at this photo. She's like, just look at the photo and tell me how old she is. I said late 30s, early 40s. My wife said late 30s, early 40s. I showed this to some of the Geek Juice guys. They were all mid-30s. She's 21. Already looks used up, Jillian.
So one would think, all right, well, how is she going to do this? Because anybody could just come up and be like, I slept with 100,000 men. Because I assume her throat's getting a good banging as well.
I guess that at that point, you also have to define what is... sex partners. Because remember, according to Bill Clinton, blowjobs are not sex.
Many a teenager inquire about the term virginity on that account as well. Here's the kicker. She's an ex-graphic designer. My degree is in graphic design, and I guess she's allotting 20 minutes to each man, and is willing to double the time if the lucky guy isn't satisfied by the end of the allocated period. I wish lucky was in quotation marks.
I wish she hadn't have said period, because there's going to be a few days where I hope she takes time off.
I don't know. Some guys want to get their Red Wings. Okay, so apparently this was an idea that came about one night when she was drinking with her friend.
Imagine that, huh? This is an idea thought up while drunk. Imagine that.
And to quote, she goes, I mean, I love having fun and I love having sex. So I thought it'd be a nice thing to do. Mom and dad are so proud. So basically, there was this interview by Vice Magazine, and I love the quote, and I want to steal it for, like, a whorehouse slogan. And the quote is, that's a lot of time, a lot of dicks, and a lot of money spent serving clothes. Because she's traveling around the world, I guess, to do this, you know, equal opportunity vaginator.
She's not traveling to Egypt, because they're kind of pissed at her for this, so she's not allowed in Egypt, according to this article.
And why not?
Let's just say the Muslim-based countries, and I'm reading here, I'm not reading into it, the Muslim-based countries are not too happy with this idea.
No, I'm ashamed of my people, part of my heritage. Zarowski, if you couldn't tell. So yeah, but I guess the men don't pay, because, no, I'm not a prostitute, she says. She has a couple people helping her with her marathon, because of course in Guinness you have to have witnesses, things signed, whatever, so...
Documentation.
Yeah, you're not going to videotape it all, that would be... Wow.
Be a lot
I'm
of hours.
There isn't a reality show about this already. Anea, baby, we've heard about your new conquest. We're wondering if you'd like to talk and sign a deal.
This is like the kind of thing Larry Flint would fund.
I guess at the time of this article came out, she had slept with 424 men already, and I think this one was from a week or two ago, and she had been at this for a few weeks before the article came out, so, you know, semi-recently, semi. So, yeah, I guess there's a website with information. She says, don't write to her on Facebook. Her inbox is totally full.
I'm sure that's a double entendre.
I see what you did there. But I don't know. Sometimes it's only partially full.
Let's go into the amount of time quick before we...
No, we should have calculated that before the show. Oh, if anybody wonders, she does not have a boyfriend. And I think if she did, she wouldn't anymore anyways, unless, yeah, whatever.
Well, it's because she's a 21-year-old that looks 40.
Well, no, I mean, that's not fair to judge. I'm just saying the fact that she has her conquest. But yeah, all right, here's the thing. That's a lot of dudes. That's a lot of wear and tear. And yeah, she's got people, quote unquote, protecting her, what have you. As in, you know, not being attacked, and it's controlled environment. You know, condoms don't protect everything, and
especially from new super AIDS that she's going to create.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound like a what are those? Not infomercial, public service announcement or whatever. But it's kind of like, yeah, if the risks are low, they're low. But the more times you do an activity, that number doesn't stay so low. It's kind of like, all right, 1 out of 50 people this will happen to. All right, let's get together 100,000 people and surely we'll all be safe.
Well, I want to talk numbers for a second here, though. Assuming she gives 20 minutes to each guy, as we've already established.
Sometimes more if they're not quite. And I guess so.
These numbers are working off of the 20 minutes, so maybe they're a little off.
It just dawned on me, though, that the not satisfied customer is probably just lingo they couldn't say in the article for he didn't come. So you know there's going to be people playing this. It's like, what about the people that, like, you know, are holding it back, causing up, you know, backed up production?
Yeah, but even if you give them the extra time, what about the guys that shoot at the 6-minute mark, you know?
I mean, this girl's 21, so I'm assuming she's not infertile, but...
So Vice... did the math. Now, assuming she gives 20 minutes to each guy, and we're not, you know, that's leaving out the extra time she gives or the people that shoot early, she's looking at roughly 33,000 hours of having sex, or 3 years and 8 months of sex to reach her goal. I'm not sure if that is admirable or pathetic, Jillian.
Challenge accepted.
On that note, why don't we move on to our next dumbest thing contender for this week?
Okay, so if you don't want to be plugged up, you just want to get your release, here's an option for you. Go to Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden, now it's okay to masturbate in public to a degree. There is a caveat. You can't be masturbating to anyone specific.
Because they got those brain machines to where if the person is looking at you and saying it's not about you, he's looking over your shoulder, you could totally disprove that, right?
I think it means more like, you know, a sexy woman walks by and then you start jerking it, it's clear you're jerking it to her. I think it's if you're just stroking it, in general, it's okay. Because a 65-year-old man took off his shorts at a beach near Stockholm and began jerking off, and he was charged with sexual assault. Well... he was acquitted last week after the judge ruled he wasn't targeting a specific person, so he didn't actually break the law.
You don't know who he was targeting, and secondly, indecent exposure. What the hell happened to indecent exposure?
This is Sweden. Basically, the Swedish court said public masturbation is not illegal. Now, people can still complain about disorderly conduct, so they can't even get exposure anymore, Jillian, but it's disorderly conduct. I don't understand the legalities of this one.
So it's basically a lesser charge. So kind of like how if someone's peeing in the alley and they get a sex offender charge, it would be like if they lessened that charge, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't want to be looking for seashells and be stepping on somebody's splooge. That's pretty nasty. The dog poo pickup rules then and be like, all right, you can splooge, but don't splooge in the ocean. It's got to be in an assigned approved container. You take it back with you and flush it to the toilet.
Well, that's what you keep the towel around for, I guess.
But then you got splooge on your towel. So when, like, Hottie McBarbie walks by and you're all glistening in the And you, like, wipe yourself down and be like, ah, crap, I got splooge nipple now because I used my towel.
Well, that's your problem, then.
Not me. I meant from the guy's point of view.
I know.
Have a splooge towel.
The way Swedish laws are written, sexual molestation, which is what he was charged with. He was charged with sexual assault, not masturbating in public. The sexual molestation has to be directed towards one or more people. So that's where I think the judge, he had no choice. The guy was just jerking off, seemingly unaware of everything around him. So no one was being targeted. So technically, he didn't sexually assault anyone. That's creepy, I think. Can you imagine if this came to America?
So basically, okay, they're not necessarily making it legal. It's just a lesser charge then, right?
They're not necessarily making it illegal, but they're not necessarily making it legal either. They're basically saying it comes down to what you're thinking about while you're jerking off.
But you said it's still, what was it, behavior or something. Like
it,
you can still get...
It could still be considered disorderly conduct somehow. I don't know. The judge made it, it's not illegal, but we still want to try and stop you, so we're going to find a way to still hit you with some kind of a weird lesser charge. It's
See, weird. They should have thought that through then. I don't know. First of all,
it's Sweden, so I'm not an expert on Swedish law.
Dude,
so
I'd be like, all right, bust out the volleyball. I'm a good spiker. Let's set up right here. Okay, I can get him, and then he won't ever masturbate in public again on his beach towel. I can tell you that. I'm a good spiker.
Are you saying
you'd
spike him in the crotch?
I would. If it was legal and I couldn't do shit about it, whatever. Friendly game of volleyball. Let's set up over here. Oh, what were you doing? Maybe you shouldn't have had your wank out.
Let's move on to our next one, which is, it's still dumb. And it's this one's a little more serious to me because it leads into a bigger issue that we've talked about before. So we're not going to go into the bigger issue here.
It's dumb, infuriating at the same time, but has a different type of happy ending that Aenea's customers will get.
A Cleveland gay bar, Cleveland's Cocktail Lounge, has had a string of hate crimes committed outside their bar. People that stand outside the bar yell at the patrons, throw rocks at them. They had 20 people beating up a 28-year-old named Jared Fox, puncturing his eardrum, and they've had 9 incidents within the last year. Well, the Cleveland chief of police has sent the Cleveland Cocktail Lounge a letter that basically blames them for how often police have to come out to their establishment. I'm going to read part of this. Quoting here, repeated calls to the same property place an undue and inappropriate burden on the taxpayers of the city of Cleveland and on our security forces. I am confident that we share the same goal and that you will take the necessary steps to eliminate the repeated calls for police services to your property. Basically, he's saying, if you weren't being so openly gay, we wouldn't have to constantly be coming out to stop hate crimes. You need to fix the problem, Cleveland Cocktail Lounge. It's not a police problem anymore.
That's kind of like that domestic disturbance one that we did a while back where it was like you get kicked out of your apartment if you're calling the cops on domestic disputes.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of like, nope, you can't call us anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. So basically, Michael McGrath, Chief Division of Police, he's basically saying, if you would just stop being gay, we wouldn't get hate crime calls. Now, that's not that's a dumb thing, but we said this would have a lighter ending, right? Well,
Indeed.
The mayor of Cleveland basically took the chief aside, bitch slapped him, and said, what the fuck were you thinking?
Go mayor, go mayor. Not John Mayer, but the Cleveland mayor. Go mayor.
And he basically came out and said, you are an idiot. Retract your goddamn letter and just respond to the calls when they happen. The mayor apologized to the owners of the cocktail lounge. And for once, the correct side won, Jillian.
Woo! America! Fuck yeah! I want to take you to the gay bar. Gay bar.
It's both telling in what the mayor did and what the chief did. The chief basically is living in an Archie Bunker-style world where being gay is your problem. You know, you're gay and other people hate it. That's not a police issue. Now, would you do the same thing if it were a black bar in a black neighborhood that maybe white supremacists were attacking?
It would have been the exact same wording. Like, it was probably a form print letter, basically. That's like if a little overweight kid comes home and cries to his dad and said people are bullying and making fun of being fat, and be like, well, stop being fat. That's basically what that whole situation comes down to. It's like, hey, this horrible thing is happening to me. Well, stop doing what they're making fun of you for.
This was dumb, but not necessarily in the same ha-ha funny dumb as the public masturbation or cum dumpster from Poland.
That's going to be my new pet name.
cum dumpster from Poland?
Baby, you call me the cum guzzler or cum dumpster, depending upon my current activity.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
The cum guzzler.
September 24th, 2013, J.P. Morgan Chase has offered to pay almost $3 billion to settle an array of pending Justice Department probes, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Justice Department has argued that J.P. Morgan would need to pay billions above the $3 billion offer to settle the cases. The newspaper, citing people familiar with the matter, said that J.P. Morgan, the biggest United States bank by asset, and the Justice Department had expanded the settlement talks to include an array of cases. It said it was unclear which of the more than half a dozen open Justice Department investigations into J.P. Morgan's conduct would be resolved by such a buyout. And according to these people, the talks are, quote, very fluid, end quote, and an agreement, quote, far from certain, end quote. A spokesman for J.P. Morgan declined to comment about this. The Department of Justice did not immediately respond to requests for comments. Because, you know, J.P. Morgan faces a range of pending civil and criminal probes, including on its sale of mortgage-backed securities before the financial crisis and its hiring of relatives of top Chinese officials. Now, we already know that J.P. Morgan is settled to the tune of a couple billion with a lot of other banks for illegally stealing homes from Americans. All right? We already know this. J.P. Morgan has been stealing homes from Americans. What you didn't know, because the mainstream media is not reporting on this, and let me brag a little bit, guys. Heart Attack has been ahead of the game. We have been ahead of the game of, I don't know, the LA Weekly. The LA Weekly's been playing catch-up on what we've reported on the horrors of the Millennium Project in Hollywood. We've been far ahead of them. In fact, Over the summer, we were head of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. I found that subjects that we were reporting on in Heart Attack a month later would show up on The Daily Show, and they'd be mocking them exactly the way me and Josh are. Now, last week, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $920 million in fines to U.S. and British regulators over the London Whale debacle. And that means there was some scam in England, and they're buying their way out. Okay? Now, the bank in July agreed to pay $410 million to settle U.S. civil charges that it manipulated power prices in California in the Midwest. So let's say, Josh, you're a poor person who had a really hard time paying their power bill or their electric bill. You can blame J.P. Morgan. You got fucked by J.P. Morgan and the United States government.
I blame them for a lot more than that. I blame them for a lot more than that, Hart.
Oh, we're not done here, Josh. I'm not done. I know I'm lecturing, but people need to hear this. Again, settle the cases. Well, I'm from the south side of Chicago. I've dealt with mafia people. I've dealt with criminals. And there's not an offer to settle the cases going on here. J.P. Morgan is looking to buy their way out of breaking the law. Again. And so what we're seeing in America is a different justice system for those that have money and those who do not. If you don't have money, you're fucked. If you don't have money and your kids are playing in their front yard, minding their own business with their BB guns, their next door neighbor who's uncomfortable with little black boys playing with BB guns might call the police. Your kids might get killed. They might get suspended from school. But if you work for J.P. Morgan Chase and you help steal people's homes, if you work for J.P. Morgan Chase and you help manipulate the electricity market, which normally means a profit for them and pain for the American public, they can just pay a bribe and get out of it. But the parents of those children in their front yard who broke no law, who didn't do anything wrong, who had a neighbor who was just made a little uncomfortable, their kids are going to get suspended from school till next year. They're going to have to deal with real pain. But if you're a big money criminal, you could buy your way out. That really makes me sick. And that's where we live in America today. It's right in your face, guys. How do you feel about this, Josh? You're the one who brought this to my attention.
It's more of this, just write a check and it'll be okay. The law does not apply to us because we're rich, because we're a big corporation. It also says something else, Hart. Some of those numbers that you read off, $3 billion, $910 million, $412 million. If that's what they're willing to pay to make this stop, can you imagine how many zeros are on what they stand to make?
I really want to understand how it's okay for people who are breaking the law for a corporation are allowed to buy their way out of the criminal justice system. But your brother, your mother, or your father, they get a DUI, they got some weed in their pocket, they might even be just playing in their front yard with their kids with their BB guns. You don't get to buy your way out of the problem. You go to jail, which is normally a privatized prison. And maybe a judge took a $1 million bribe to send your boy from the front yard who played with his BB gun to prison on a trumped up charge of carrying and holding a firearm. Because we talked about this. If you haven't listened to this week's hour-long Heart Attack, you need to. Because it's a very angry Heart Attack. Because you know what? They're showing us. America is now two Americas. There's those with the money and those without. Now, the politicians have talked about class warfare. Because that is what's going on here. They have a policy of picking low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit means it's easy. It means they're poor. It means they can't afford a lawyer. It means they're going to have to depend on the public defender. It means they're going to have to depend on their government. But it seems like to me that our government is hell-bent on victimizing us as Americans. I did not talk about a lot of what I've been reading about with the operators of our veterans' hospitals getting bonuses while our veterans are dying. While our veterans are killing themselves over post-traumatic stress, while our veterans are dying of diseases they got on battlefields fighting for America, dying for America, and what? They're supposed to be dying for our freedom. But if you can't play, if your son can't play in his front yard with a BB gun, which is totally legal, how free are we, guys? If Glendale is hiring private spy companies to spy on your child and you don't get a choice in the matter, how free are you? If our country is putting children in jail for rap songs, how free are we? If our country is allowing people to steal your home because they're a bank, how free are you? If our veterans are killing themselves every day because they don't get the care they need, how free are we? What did they sacrifice themselves for? Why did they die in foreign seas, on foreign soils? Why are we doing signature kills on strangers, on 16-year-olds who gather in a pack in Afghanistan, who all they did was gather together and there's a drone, a robot comes up and kills them? What freedoms did they die for? What is this all about, guys? Because it really seems like this is about a lot of money and about a lot of buy-offs and a lot of payouts. And it makes me very sad. And we can all change this. We can change this, guys. We can. They're not expecting you to. But you're smarter than that. You're better than that. Now, most of the time, I'm yelling and screaming. But I'm very serious now. You can change this. You have the power to change this. We all do. We just have to start getting off our ass. We got to stop eating the Domino's pizza. We got to lay off the cable. We got to lay off of letting them monitor us. We got to get more active. If you got a problem, lawyer up. Take a look at what your local government's doing. Here in LA, they'll build a building on a fault line that can crack in half. Why? Because the right guy paid the right amount of money. Do you want to die for the right amount of money? Because this is our America, and it's up to us to change things. We have to get up and change things, and we will. I'm Hart fucking Fisher. If you think I'm finished, you don't fucking know me. I fought for the First Amendment. I bled for the First Amendment. And what's happening in my country truly frightens me. There are NSA people spying on me. They're my phones tapped. Fucking this week, Josh, I didn't even tell you. People have been siphoning the gas out of my car for weeks. And gee, the week I bought a locking gas cap this week, magically the gas in my car is staying there. But I won't stop. I won't stop talking. I won't stop speaking out because I believe in America. I believe in the ideals of our founding fathers. I believe in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But it's time for us to start fucking acting like it. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Get off your ass, America. Let's act like it. Are you brave? Are you free? Let's fucking find that out.
Yeah. Well, I feel
Jaden Smith, the son of Will Smith, has been making some headlines in the last week for saying some pretty inane and, I think, absolutely moronic things, Jillian, about our education system, which you and I have discussed before, I think is fundamentally broken. But what he says is on a whole new level of dumb, isn't it?
I mean, it is. And this whole article is basically full of quotes that he has said. And understandably, he grows up in a completely different world from the rest of almost
from
all
reality.
America. And basically, he's giving advice and basically telling other kids to drop out of school. And the article starts with, Jaden Smith hasn't properly learned the rules of using capitalization in sentences, because I guess how he tweets, he does the whole always doing capital letters at the beginning of each word type thing. Basically, he thinks school is very uncool. Last week, the budding singer and actor took Twitter to a rant for some reason about school education, the general rules of modern society. To quote, people used to ask me, this is bad. Every single letter at the beginning of each word is capitalized as if it were a title.
I'm looking at it and it's disorienting.
Oh, it is. And honestly, I forgot about this when I read it, because this was, I think, last week or so. I saw people complaining about that as a factor on Facebook. We're like, why are people talking like this? And so I kind of had fun with it. And I invented capitalizing every letter in every word except the first letter. And it was hard to do, but it looked fun. So that is my thing. So take that, Jaden Smith. Okay, so people used to ask me, what do you want to be when you get older? And I would say, what a stupid question. The real question is, what am I right now? The Karate Kid star began. He continued, all the rules in this world were made by someone no smarter than you, so make your own. Yeah, then we have like, what is that? Like post-apocalyptic, basically. Hey, Everybody makes their own rules.
Hey, listeners, that's just the tip of the stupid. Jillian's got some more.
School is the tool to brainwash the youth. Education is rebellion. If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on the planet.
That one actually made me go, this is satire. No, at first I went, this is satire, right? This is like an Onion article come to life.
Is the entity of the phrase, what the fuck? And then they go ahead and point out, finally, Smith, a close pal of Justin Bieber, declared, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. Everybody get off your phones and do what you actually want to do. Ironically, Will Smith and Jada founded their own school, the New Village Leadership Academy, in Calabasas, California, back in 2008. While the Smiths donated millions of dollars onto the private elementary institution, which employed a wide range of untraditional educational methodologies, the academy was shut down last June. Recently, the Smith family was spotted inside the Barclays Center while Lady Gaga performed in a bizarre opening number, and Will Smith has frequently been outspoken on parenting philosophy he shares with his wife, Jada. To quote Will Smith now, I think that specifically in African-American households, the idea coming out of slavery, there's a concept of your children being property. And that was a major part that Jada and I realized with our kids. We respect our children the way we would respect any other person. Things like cleaning up their room, you would never tell a full-grown adult to clean their room, so we don't tell our kids to clean their rooms. All right. The father and son duo recently quelled rumors that Jaden was seeking emancipation. He's definitely not going anywhere, Smith says. He's so scared of being out on his own. Meanwhile, in a different story, Willow is probably going to be emancipated before Jaden. Ah ha 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 ha. So well, it's like,
but you also got to realize
on his own. But he's giving all this. It's like you're afraid to be on your own, and you're telling others to quit school and do what they want to do.
But what you got to remember, this is both an indictment of where our educational system is, and I have to bring up the elephant in the room when it comes to you talked about the educational center that the Smiths founded that went out of business in June. The Smiths are Scientologists, and that school was using Scientologist methods to teach kids. So it wasn't like it wasn't like a normal school. It was a Scientology indoctrination school, and it's funny that no one wanted to send their kids there, right?
Regardless of that, though, Will Smith's statement about attitude toward parenting your child, though, saying, oh, you wouldn't tell a grown person to clean their room, so we don't tell our kids. Basically, they're treating their kids like friends. And that is a recipe for disaster. It's like,
oh, hell yeah.
Parents, you need to instill you know, certain values, whatever beliefs and morals into your child, because they're going to be useless if you just let them do whatever they want. It's like, they're not your friend, they're your kid.
And I think Jaden proves that he's useless. Because first of all, we all make jokes about it, but he's a terrible actor. He was terrible in Karate Kid.
Hold on, before the acting, before even just the show businessness, you're talking about, you know, a kid that is just so deluded saying, you know, well, society makes rules, make your own rules. It's like, well, that's a recipe for disaster.
It's anarchy.
Secondly, you're saying, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. Obviously, a privileged person is saying this, but you're also missing the main fact that I take out of that quote is he's afraid to go out by himself. He doesn't want to be on his own. Right there, that's a problem.
But like I said, there's also the fact that he relies on his dad for everything. He got the role in Karate Kid because of his last name. He literally got the starring role in After Earth because his dad said, I want to make this movie with my untalented son. He's a terrible actor and his dad is buying him summer blockbusters. And then this entitled little moron is going to say, oh, education is stupid. Everyone should drop out of school. Just how fucking out of touch are celebrities nowadays, Jillian?
Well, and also the fact that, okay, his parents went ahead and started an educational center, which failed, but aren't even coming out against the statements their son is making. It's like it or not, your son's, you know, a celebrity and he's making very ignorant statements. And as a parent, you'd be like, maybe you shouldn't tell everybody to quit school and make their own rules, Jaden. That's not a good thing. But they don't care because you wouldn't tell an adult what to say. So why tell a kid what to say?
That also comes down to this weird new age parenting thing. This is not isolated to the Smiths. I've seen this on Dateline and stuff like that, where there's these new age. We don't give our children negative reinforcement. If they misbehave, we try to calmly explain to them why that is not an accepted course of action. And of course, the kid is running around smashing the house up with a hammer, but we can't give negative reinforcement, Jillian. That would be growing him into a negative person. All you're doing is it's different for the Smiths because he's a pseudo-celebrity. What you're doing is you are totally ill-preparing your child for the real fucking world, which will destroy them.
And what it is they don't want their kids to be mad at them. Once adults become an authoritative figure and have to put their foot down and say no, a kid's gonna be mad at you. You know, whether you're an aunt saying no, right. But they don't want that. They don't want that rejection. And you got to understand, you know, this is basically the era of kids growing up that we've seen, you know, on the TV where it's like kids are having kids because I want something to love and they're not equipped for parenting. And so it's a trickle down effect. It's like you have this unbreakable spiral of young kids having kids and then their kids have kids and nobody in that generation family is prepared to deal with it because it was just semblance of boundaries and authoritative figure. It's anarchy.
What the major issue with this is, Jillian, is the fact that the Smiths are so famous, that they have so many people that think they are authorities on being a non-authoritative figure. Because you have already seen in the week and a half since Jaden made his idiotic statements, a groundswell of idiotic teens that are like, well, Jaden says I don't have to go to school. They are influencing society for the worse. I mean, yes, they have the freedom of speech to say their stupid shit, but isn't there also a responsibility angle? When you have that much influence, you don't have to watch what you say, but you maybe have to think it through a little fucking more.
There's been situations in the past where celebrities have come out and said something, and then it was not necessarily maybe the right thing to say. And yeah, there's a huge backlash, but we're also talking about a kid here. Hell, look at the influence that celebrities have had on teenage and younger girls. I don't know how many times I've told the story about, and this was years ago when I worked at a school, and there were little first graders grinding on the playground equipment because they watched, you know, MTV.
Because they saw Britney do it.
Yeah. And kindergartners sending notes saying, I want to sex you. And the point is, this kind of goes back to last week, with the whole parenting issue. And if you've tried to raise your kids right and everything and instilled that, then it's like, yeah, your kid's going to rebel and they'll be like, well, no, I don't want to go to school or whatever. But it's kind of like if you have that whole method of, you know, I'm a friend first, a parent second, you don't want to mad at you. Like, yeah, it's going to cause a problem. And our school systems are so messed up that, you know, we were talking about, what was that, Tennessee or something that said, oh, hey, if they don't want to go to school, they don't have to. Or it was Texas or Tennessee. They're kids. You're the adults. You need to know
you can't be
what's
afraid.
Best for them.
You can't be afraid to be their parent. You didn't have a friend. You had a child. That makes you the parent. Act like a fucking parent.
I don't even think this got as much flack as it maybe should have, because I know in the past anyway, there would have been almost an immediate, you know, I'm sorry for what I said, school is important, and I wasn't insinuating blah, blah, blah. So I'm still waiting for that to come out, because usually when somebody says something of this magnitude and it has this trickle effect and, you know, people are coming out being like, well, you know.
I actually saw something a little different, and I'm not Fox Newsing this. I saw, because Scientology is already not really accepted by the general populace, and it's looked at with, this part is my opinion, with the malice and concern that I believe it is justified for.
We won't.
I believe it's
that.
A cult. But because of the fact that Jaden was brought up using the Scientology school teachings, which are basically what he exuded. They basically are this almost hippie commune style. You make your own rules. You're your own person, man. You only learn what you want to learn, man. I think that's the more dangerous aspect here, is that what he is saying, whether he meant to or not, is pushing the Scientology value on people that don't know it's a Scientology value. I think that is worth, that is something that's worth looking into.
I'm not even reading anything Scientology into this or whatever. I'm talking about a young kid that other kids look up to and is making definitive statements saying, you know, make your own rules and, you know, drop out of school, and just doesn't understand because of his privileged background. I don't even think he realizes the magnitude of, like, hey, it's not like that. You can't, you know, not everybody can just drop out of school and live off their parents or, you know, just do whatever the hell they want to do. I mean, we see that on celebrities a lot of times where it's just, you know, how many DUIs did they get out of? And I think it's just shows you the difference.
Would that be the Lindsay Lohan syndrome?
No. And like, oh God, there's been many, many, many. I mean, you can make probably a whole, nah, I'm not going to go there. But what I'm saying is, you know, you have these people that come from such an immensely privileged background, just shows you how detached they are from the rest of the world. And the fact, unfortunately, is you have people that are already teetering on, you know, I mean, school is hard for kids as it is. Society's looking at it now. It's just, and this proves it too. It's just, hey, if kids don't want to go to school, don't go to school. You can be whatever you want to be. It's like, no, you need education. This is why we have people thinking that the world is only 2013 years old. And I won't go into it. I could basically just take clips from all of the other shows that we've talked about this shit.
Because you do have this detachment, you've got ones like Gwyneth Paltrow. She took a bunch of shit last year. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow is very fit, and, you know, she is also very rich and very famous. She has a nanny that takes care of her kids. She has a chauffeur that picks them up from soccer. She has her own private shopper that goes grocery shopping for her. She has a chef that lives in her house. She made this ridiculous statement, Jillian, that how she stays so fit. She works out 2 hours a day, and she said, every woman in America can find 2 hours out of their day to work out and look like me. And I'm just thinking, what? You know, you've got people that do everything for you. How is a woman that has to work, then come home and make dinner, pick up the kids, deal with the kids, spend time with her husband, and actually get a couple of hours of sleep, how the fuck does she have 2 hours a day to work out?
You're also talking single moms too. You know, not single mom doesn't have any time to herself.
But Gwyneth Paltrow said this with such authority and such
honesty
that she
truly
believes it.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that's.
You know, she truly believes every woman can find 2 hours a day to work out. And it's like, just how far outside of reality do you live? Do they deliver mail there? You know,
now she's got a mail guy, like one guy delivers it, and then the other guy comes out of his little mailman house that's like off the side of the pool, and then he runs in and then delivers the mail to her, so it's not the regular mail carrier.
All right, on that note, Jillian, we are not celebrities, and we are not out of touch. Where can people get in touch with us?
Not on my own website begging to have sex with 100,000 people to solve a record.
That's because you have morals.
I do.
And self-esteem.
I'm the less slutty Polish girl on Facebook, Jillian Zarowski, Zurawski. Twitter, @TheMistressJ, and occasionally on thecinemasnob.com as well as geekjuicemedia.com.
You can find me at the same geekjuicemedia.com, being totally out of touch, as well as 1201beyond.com, and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Have a good night, guys, and try not to sleep with 100,000 men.
Come, dumpster!
The boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's being surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Do you know how the pound name like Boney Maroney? Do you know how to twist?
Forest. There's a mare.
black and shining, with yellow hair. I put my fingers through his silken hair and found a stair. And I don't waste time, I just walk right up and saw that up there. There is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea, sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea. There's no keep up there. Of the key. There's a wall of possibilities. Possibilities. One who seizes possibilities. There are several walls. Possibilities. Possibilities up there. The first possibility is the sea around me. I was standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny. Handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spoon, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea. Of possibilities, dip in,
started hardening in my hand,
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows of possibilities.
I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the air.
Disintegrated,
nothing happened at all.
Go inside the black tube.
Said when he looked out into
everything,
deep, saw a sweet young thing.
Fender one,
humping on the pocket meat, leaning on the pocket meat, and in the sheets,
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.